When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Newcastle centres are as good as any combination. Fitzgibbon, try! Another one! The ball from Gamble and the line run from Fitzgibbon.
Yeah, Lachlan Fitzgibbon there scoring a try. In fact, he notched up his 100th game for the Knights at Leichhardt a couple of weeks ago.
Big effort.
Scored a try in that game. He's had a couple of wins so far this year and couple of tries as well. Not a bad start to the season, Lachlan Fitzgibbon. Welcome to Sports Day.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you guys having me on this afternoon. But yeah, it's been a pretty good start for us. We're 2-2. We'd like to be 3-1 or 4-0, but it's not to be. But you know, we're in a decent spot after the first month of footy.
Yeah, and it's interesting. And Sats, I want to get your views on this as well. Not many people have given you blokes a chance this year, and here you are sitting 2 from 4, a good start to the season.
Yeah, how do you get through that as a squad, Lockie? Like internally, how does Adam handle all that external pressure with the team?
Yeah, look, it's a bit like any team. You know, we had a really strong preseason, and the emphasis on the preseason was, you know, to be a hard football team this year and a different football team to the previous 2 years. And we don't look into it too much. Every 17 players in every team go out there on the weekend thinking they're going to win. Well, I assume so anyway. And we've had an okay start to the month. I think we probably let go of that Warriors game that was in balance there. And every week we just keep talking about what we can do as a team to get better each week. And I think from the first trial 6 weeks ago to round 4 on the weekend, I think we've progressed every week.
How do you feel reaching a milestone? 100 games, it's good to, just yourself, your family, to celebrate those important milestones?
Yeah, massive, obviously. It's taken me a while to get to 100 games. I debuted way back in 2015, so a couple of injuries along the way. And, I finally got there, which, it was a big thing for me. It was one of my goals for the previous couple of years, and it wasn't to be. And obviously, massive for my family. I obviously realise how important it is to not only me, but also my partner and my family. So, yeah, I was happy to get the 100 games down at Leichhardt. Great game, and I had about 50 of my closest friends all down there watching me. So, yeah, it was super special.
Madden over Castrians from the Hunter. Now, Tyson Frizzell, he scares me. Okay, I've never really met him up close, but I've interviewed him on a number of times for the media when we do SEN League, Lachlan, and he scares me. I've got to say, yep. I've never seen him smile. I think he's a serial killer outside of rugby league. That's just my opinion. Now, has anyone in the club ever seen him smile?
Yeah, look, Frizz, he's a competitor. You probably don't see that happy-go-lucky side of him whilst he's out on the footy field. He's always in the game, and he's got that. He's a type of bloke you want to follow into battle, that's for sure. But off the field, he's a family man, and he actually is. He cracks a smile and a laugh every so often. But on the footy field, I know what you mean. I used to hate having to come up against him. So glad he's been on our side for the last few seasons, that's for sure.
I'd hate to get room with him. I reckon he'd slit your throat if his stole his twisty or something.
That is a massive allegation.
Yeah. Now, Tyson Gamble's come to the club, and you're playing on the same side as Tyson. When he was at the Brisbane Broncos and he played, Lachlan, most of the times they won, and he's having a really good effect on this Newcastle side as well. And I think it just comes down to how much of a competitor he is. Is that what you're seeing as a guy that sees him sort of every second of the day?
Absolutely. Hit nail on the head. He's the most competitive person out in the footy field that, I've ever played with. And he gets under opposition skin. And I've been I've been on the other end of that and versus Gamble a few times when he was playing for the Broncos, and he's someone you want on your team. But not only that, look, he possesses a lot of skill. He's a big body. You know, he gets his body in front in defence, and as you saw on the weekend, he's a really good ball player, and you know, he set up a few tries on the weekend, and you know, he's been a massive addition for us. You know, losing KP wasn't ideal, but to have someone there, the quality and caliber of player Gamble is, he slotted right in. He's been seamless, and you know, he'll be in our side for the rest of the year, I'd imagine, if he stays injury free.
Is your nickname Fitzel? I see a former teammate, Andrew McCulloch. Macca is keeps calling that on Instagram. Not that you're on Instagram that much. I was having a bit of a stalk today. Is he a bit of a pest towards you on Instagram?
Look, I don't know if you fellas know Andrew McKay, but he's
very well.
He can be a pest, yeah, very well. I'd imagine, but he's one of the greats, Macca. And it actually came. My nickname is not Fitzel. Obviously, it's either Fitz or Fitzy, as you could imagine. But I think it came back when both Mitchell Pearce and Andrew McCulloch. I can't believe he even brought this up, or he was commenting on my photos. But yeah, Mitchell Pearce, the funny cat Mitchell Pearce, he sometimes just decided to change my nickname for some reason, and Macca thought it was hilarious. And so Macca then calls me Fitzel as a rip-off the junior. It was a bit of a weird one, so I started calling him Maxwell, as stupid as it sounds, but yeah, that's where that come from.
He's
nothing
a part
more than that. It's absolutely ridiculous.
He's a part of the SEN absolutely family, and I was going through Insta going, I've got to find, I know you're into dogs and all that sort of stuff. I see the photo with the dog and the missus there, and then I've gone, when you put up photos, Andrew McCulloch just goes, doesn't say anything else but Fitzel.
I know. He's still in a group chat in one of the WhatsApp boys, the Newcastle boys, and every time we have a good game or have a loss, he just sprays us and just will write something just like Fitzel with a handshake emoji. He's quality, but he's one of the best.
Oh, what a pest. Now, there's been some conversation and some debate before we got you on the phone, Lachlan. Now, we're looking at your beard from your profile. Is there ginger in your DNA?
There has to be.
Look, there is. I'll tell you the one thing I'm more worried about than the ginger in my beard is the grey in my hair. That's running rife at the moment. It's unbelievable. But there is no ginger in my family, which is, I know it's probably hard to believe, because when this beard goes out a bit of, it's uncontrollable at the moment. And yes, there is a little bit of red in there with a tinge of grey. And my hair on my head's the most I've got to worry about. It's turning grey fast, and I'm only 29, so I think I'm in some trouble.
Tyson Gamble will give you greys. Now, I've heard you on your interviews now and then about how much you and your partner love your dog. What sort of dog is it?
Mm. I've got a 2-year-old border collie named Billy.
He's,
he can be hard work, but look, I love him. He's like, we don't have any kids, me and my partner, so he's our little 2-year-old, but he's a smart dog, as you probably know, border collies.
Yeah. Now, South Newcastle Junior, my family is all from around the Hunter, around Raymond Terrace and East Maitland and Curry. Who's going okay in the local league? Have you kept an eye on at the start of the local league yet?
Well, yeah, I actually do. I'm obviously being a Newcastle boy and a South Junior. I've got a lot of mates who are still playing the local league. They just had round one on the weekend,
yeah.
So their first game. South got touched up by, I think, Cessnock, actually. It was out at Cessnock, and you know, it's always out at Cessnock. It's always a bit of a graveyard. So they got touched up on the weekend, but I'll try to get down to a few local league games when they're played around town. They're always good, strong competition down here.
Really strong.
I like to get down there.
Now, Sats and I are massive fans of trivia, Fitzel. I need to ask you, why did Corey Norman used to beat you at trivia?
Corey Norman at trivia?
Now, this is a question that's been sent in from Macca in Brisbane. It says, ask him why Corey Norman used to beat him at trivia.
Where's the link with Corey Norman?
I'm assuming this is Andrew McCulloch.
Yeah.
I don't. I have no link with Corey Norman. Versed him a couple of times, but in trivia, I don't know. I might be missing something here that Mac is trying to stitch me out with.
All right, ask him another question. I'm going
to
get.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what we like to do with our guests, Fritzel, is we like to put them under the Sports Day blowtorch. Now, if you had two tickets to the best event around the world, let's just use Super Bowl. If you're an NFL fan, you can take one of the two tickets. Who's the other teammate that you're taking and why?
Oh, teammate.
Yep.
Teammate. Jeez. I would have said, if this was last year, I would have said definitely Mitch Barnett. He can be a quality good time, and he's someone good to have in your corner. But current teammate, who would I take?
Either you don't like many of your teammates, or there's too many to pick from.
No. I'm just trying to think who'd be the most fun over there. I'd take my new halfback, Jacko Hastings.
I reckon.
He'd either know somewhere, know someone over in. He's got all the hookups, Jacko, as you probably know. He knows everyone, and he's good for everything. So, I'll take him on the trip, and I heard he's good time, so definitely Jacko.
Okay, if there's one teammate who is just doesn't stop talking, and you can mute them for 24 hours.
Young Bailey Hodgson.
Yeah, Bailey Hodgson. Yeah,
he's the young Pommy fullback who's been with us a few times now, and you'd swear he's played 300 games, 10 tests for Great Britain. He's just all over this old young Hodgo, but he's a great man. But sometimes I just wish I'd, like you said, put him on mute. Definitely him.
First player to leave on Mad Monday.
First player to leave. I'm just trying to think back. Who was the first player to leave Mad Monday? Either they had too much to drink and had to leave, or they just...
Either way.
Backdoor.
We had Jared Wallace leave Mad Monday at 5:30 in the afternoon after having a coffee.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
One day.
Mm. No way.
That's
fair. Yeah, that's fact.
That's a bit average, isn't it? First of all, I got one. Jaden Brayley.
Oh, really?
Jaden Brayley. Yeah? Hands down. Really. We joke with him all the time. Got to get his lovely partner, Lil. We fake phone call to get Lil to pick him up all the time when he's having a beer. He's just not the greatest drinker, and sometimes, like you said, he just backdoors it without anyone knowing. But definitely Brails.
Okay, last one from me anyway, Fitzel, is... if you had one teammate that had to tell a joke to save your life and make everyone laugh, which teammate would it be?
Right. A joke. Two's good. Two's been good quality. Jack Hetherington. He's fine.
If he's anything like his old man, I could understand that. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a wild man, Edward. Geez, for a laugh. You could follow him around all day, and you could make a movie out of it. And he's got the stories to match, so definitely Edward.
That's great.
Now, before we let you go, Lachlan, I have sought clarification on that trivia question, and this is how crap Macca is. He goes, "Oh, I thought it was Tyson Frizzell you're talking about." So,
oh my god, there you go. There's Macca to a T.
Yeah,
oh, we've got him working for us.
I know. There you go.
He's gone. We'll get rid of him, mate. But listen,
he's a Dolby boy.
Listen, next time you see Tyson Frizzell, ask him what he's like in trivia against Corey Norman.
Yeah, bang. There you go.
Then he'll kill you.
Yeah, I know. It's an odd one. That would be a weird one. Frizzell, you thinking, what the? What are you talking about, Fitz? I have no idea.
No, he'd say, what are you talking about, Fitzel?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, that's going to stick forever now.
He's good, Mac. I'm going to have to message him after this and get into him.
Yeah, you
can start calling him Maxwell, too.
Yeah,
he doesn't like that either.
Right, I'll do that.
You got Manly this week?
There
good stuff.
Go. Maxwell, yeah.
Big game this week. Love watching you play.
Yeah, Fitzel. Manly this weekend.
Yep.
Beauty, mate. It's been
good. I appreciate it, fellas. Yeah, big game.
Go the Rangers, mate. As the father of twin Rangers, we're looking after you, mate. Good luck this week. And Lachlan Fitzgibbon from the Newcastle Knights, our listeners through 2HD, mate. Love you.
Appreciate it, Jen.
And thanks for your time on Sports Day.
Thanks, fellas. All the best. Appreciate you having me on.